Okay, we're going to lead with some constructive criticism. This is which in modern day sensitive America is hate. No, hate would be completely ignoring you or ruining your life, actively doing something of mouth. This is constructive. Let me introduce something to. We'll go younger and disproportionately minorities on this one, though not exclusively. It's not that my young minority people have a lock on this because there's plenty of white kids doing this. Let me tell you what these are. These are called headphones. Now, I have these headphones in here. They come in many shapes and sizes, but these are headphones. And let's say you're out hiking and you would like to listen to music. What you could do is either on your phone or whatever device that's putting out, you can put it through these things called headphones. And that way, no other hikers have to listen to your shitty fucking pop music. Now, in my day, back in the before time, the brothers started out with this phenomenon of forcing other people to listen to your shitty music they don't want. You would blare rap music in a crappy donk. Now, I do like my donks. I do love donks. Someday I will buy one. I didn't get that donk that I was hopefully going to buy. Oh, it's a beautiful car, but the engine was crap. But they would... You can't just blast up music on the factory issued radio, on the factory issued speakers, because they weren't. So it just like the bass was a no subwoofer. Now, some people they would spend the money on a higher quality system, but it's still pretty annoying to the rest of it. And part of that was like, look at me, I'm a badass. Ooh, I'm going to show America. I'm going to show. Look at me, my crappy car playing my crappy music. And it's like that crappy car and crappy music is right. But kind of like these things, it is not necessarily the brothers that have a monopoly on that. Fast forward, I don't know, 20 years, Wyoming. Casper, Wyoming. What is white place that ever whited? What do the white guys do there? Except now they're in their Dodge, Deezer, Hema, Chuck. Same thing. Blasting up their crappy music. Or, in their particular flavor, country music. Because you see, you're a worthless person, so you have to notify. It's no different. Identical to when a bunch of loud, drunk, 40, overweight something women come in. All right? Aaron, why are fat, middle-aged women single loud? Because no one pays attention to them anymore. They have lost their value. They offer society nothing of value. So they have to let you know they're still there and annoy you at the same time for daring to ignore them and not paying them respect or fealty. Right? That's why, and you'll see it. You'll see it. Whatever. Divorce party. It's Tina's birthday. Tina, you're gonna die. So people are all somewhat guilty about this. What the hell was I going with this? Oh! So I had to get gas. I go to the gas station. There will be an economic efficiency loss of the day on this gas station. And I'm filling up the gas station. And it seems now the latest incarnation, or the latest incarnation, did come upon me. And it was this fat, just gut, fat, overweight, white guy, middle age, on a brand new shiny Harley. Loudest music I've ever heard. Loudest, literally. All you guys out there, all the brothers throughout all the decades, you bless you do not have anything on this guy. Now, a lot of it also happens to be the fact, and this happens at the Sturgis rally too. At least whether you're Jessup out in Casper, Wyoming, blaring your, and a girl shot my dog from the pickup truck, or you happen to be a brother down in whatever, Detroit or Chicago, which would be, is a completely different song than the whoopie-doo, doopie-doo, boopie-doo, boopie-doo. Because that, yeah, I could totally see the difference in that. Just, and she strung my nutsack from the telephone pole. Right? At least you guys do it in your car. At least there is a shield around your crappy music, so that the negative externality, the cancer that is spewing forth, we only get like 50% of it. Not motorcycle riders, not douchebag. Who's calling me now? Who's calling me now? Oh, see, now you want to call me. Anyway, at least with cars, you're only getting stage two cancer, ear cancer.
Nope.
Not my Harley riding, fat, my gum, and he was playing rap music too. And this fucking douchebag, one biggest douchebag, really, the biggest douchebag I've ever seen. I pray to God he gets this. So I'm trying to fill up my car. And you hear him, like all fat Americans, you hear him before you see him. And the closer he gets, I'm like, I can't believe how loud the stereo is. And they are, and I knew this out in Sturgis, but yeah, they have loud stereos because in part, I understand this, when you're going down the highway, you need to have a loud stereo to compensate for the noise. Now, might I also introduce to our motorcycle riding brothers and sisters a thing called headphones so the rest of us don't have to hear your shitty music? But I understand, like the fat, middle-aged, overweight single ladies, you need to let society know that you exist. You're a badass. So I'm looking at this guy, and it's like he checks all the marks that are wrong. Fat, overweight, middle-aged. Before I get ahead of myself, he's got a cigarette. Oh, he's so badass smoking that cigarette. And then perhaps the funniest thing, he's open carry, which in certain areas of the country is all right. Like, especially in Wyoming, if you got to shoot coyotes or mountain lions, maybe even bears, they're going after your cattle or your livestock. Okay. And you may want to carry a gun in Wyoming because people are drunk and high on drugs and you run into trouble in Wyoming. It's not a nice place. But this was not Wyoming. I'll tell you where. This is in the South Side. I had to run out, grab a park. South Side, Lakeville, Apple Valley area on Cedar Avenue. And he had this pistol. Now, I'm not one to critique what type of gun you carry. You carry different sizes of gun for the day. This was some small subcompact little piece. It wasn't, and he was a bigger guy. He was like probably 6 feet, maybe 5'11". Probably 280, not three bills, but upper twos. And he's got this little rink-a-dink gun. Got a picture, smoking cigarette, loud music, and he's got a Harley, vroom, 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 blah, 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 blah. I mean, the epitome of that South Park characters. He's got the loud music, he turns it off, goes in the gas station. And sure enough, I'm walking in to pay for my gas because why would you have your pumps working though? The new economic efficiency loss of the day. Heidi Gas, black shirt. Twin Cities Harley something with black shirt, red, white, and blue emblem on the back. Couldn't make it out. Somebody, please, somebody who knows this douche, please. Ape hangers, motorcycles sometimes go, well, why do they ride like that? Because they're dumb, because they don't like blood in their arms, and they're not going long distances. So I walk past it, and this is where it gets me. Aaron, was the bike all ripped up and shredded? Did he have a lot of miles on it? Like he rode a no, guy wasn't even wearing a helmet or a jacket. Shiny. Shiny new Harley. And I bet you nuts to bolts, that douchebag borrowed money to pay for it. So this is just douchebag all over. Big, hey, buddy. 46 years old. You're the biggest douchebag I ever met in my life. Biggest douchebag. Like, I'm trying to go back in time. Like, who was a bigger douchebag? Like, and it's just so annoying. Now, he is a stereotype of many different people. All right. The closest of which would be your badass motorcycle rider. I'm sorry, your wannabe badass motorcycle riders who have nothing else going on in life. And then they buy, I'm sorry, they lease and rent a Harley from the bank. Because they themselves, and don't tell me this guy was an engineer. I was like, what is it? Monday morning, he's out riding. Don't tell me you're some engineer. Don't tell me you're like some kind of accountant. Don't tell me you're some kind of productive member of society. You're a fat piece of shit. And instead of just enjoying the ride and being respectful of other people, which again, I'm going to be getting to this later on. Maybe I'll do a podcast about it. But people who are on welfare, people who cheat the system, people who steal other people's money, people who borrow, people who live this fake life on debt and in a sense cheat the system, you may be upset that they're stealing money or borrowing money and being a fraud or hypocrite. But the reason they're doing that is there's a larger personal flaw. And that is they're lazy usually. but they don't want to put in the hard work, actually do anything of value to become a valuable person, to contribute something to society. I don't mean in a charitable sense, you'd be compensated, there'd be recompense. But to be a value. So if you can't even do that, like you got to fake it, that means you're falling short in every other regard and capacity in your life. And which is no doubt why people go and buy expensive toys. I'm a piece of shit. I'm worth, but look at my ape hanging motorcycle with my loud music. It's just peacocking. But there ain't no peacock, if you understand what I'm saying. This is some poser. This is some fraud. This is some worthless, degenerate piece of shit who has to send out a negative externality of essentially noise pollution, annoying everybody like, look at me. Look at what? You 280-pound fat ass smoking a cigarette, carrying your pistol on the side, you dumbass. Biggest douche ever, biggest. But you're representative of, you know, the motorcycle type people, like you gotta blare your music to the cowboys blasting either rap or country. That was the weirdest thing. I'm like, oh, are there black people in town? It's like, no, it's a white guy in a truck. What the hell's going on with truck nuts? Speaking of douchebags, look up truck nuts. I'm not kidding. I was all over Wyoming. Got my truck nuts. There are some honorable mentions in the biggest douchebag competition. Many of them in our Wyoming, and they have truck nuts. But anybody else, be it the Blaring Karens, who come in drunk at 45 and fat and single, and they got to let the world know they're there, to more traditionally, your black donk, what's it? Not get okay. What would just blaring their music? Just blaring their music. I forget the stereotype. To blasting your cowboy about, you know, your grandma shot your stepson's dog from the tractor, whatever sappy dumbass songs come out that you guys listen to, the K-102 American Country. Hey, here's another sappy song about sadness and poverty and depression, yet you're all not proud enough to go just shoot yourselves and end it, which is pretty much every country song ever. To the little millennial and zoomer hikers that just, oh yeah, we got to listen to you, your guys' music as we climb up mountains. Yeah, because that's why I went out to the mountains, is to listen to shitty pop music completely synthesized by corporations and EDM EDM, electronic music. Like, no creativity, not even good. Hey, are you there? Oh my God, I almost didn't see you guys there. I got to know you're there. And look at you, you're listening to music. You're just going to agitate us a little bit by playing your music and forcing everybody, like, okay, be a douchebag. Join this guy. Join the douchebag club. Annoy everyone with your shitty fucking music. So when people look at you, say, what a fucking loser. Because that's it. You're not impressing anyone. You're not. You're annoying the fuck out of people. And it showed. This guy showed. Because that was his big day. Imagine he was a big time guy at like 7:30 a.m. smoking a cigarette, riding his brand new shiny Harley. I'm sorry, riding the bank's brand new shiny Harley that they let him ride. They gave him permission to ride it with no helmet, no jacket, smoking a cigarette, his big ass gut, his little pistol. Sith Ewok, $2, XRP to the moon. Cryptocurrency? What's XRP? Let's look that up. And I'm going to get going here. On other things. XRP. Ripple's XRP. Ripple. Oh. Okay, good. Ripple. That's the newest one, huh? That's the latest and greatest? All right, there we go. All right. I'll see you guys later, tools.